can we get on the same page? For us to lose all that we got would be a damn shame. I pick you up and get it popping with the champagne. I won't make you wait too long. I can't stay away too long. Yeah.
Welcome back. I'm DB.
It's your boy Carter.
And this is another episode of The Mantle.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, yo. How was your week?
It was pretty good, pretty good. This week I was into my trying to be healthy.
That's good. What you do?
I ate better. I try not to eat as much fast food. Cut out fast food. I think I'm not doing that no more, man.
I think you called me while I was looking at my super, going to get some burgers.
Yeah, man, you was out there looking at that super, man. How was that?
It was a little bit disappointing. How small it was inside, I really wasn't care for it. I prefer the 97, 98 twin turbo, but back to you and your burger. So no more fast food.
Yeah, no more fast food for me, man. I said no more, like, driving, stuff like that, fast go. So anything under 10 minutes or less.
You can cook something in the air fryer 10 minutes or less.
No, it's not true. You got to at least do 15.
Nah. So what is the spark for no fast food? Why fast food?
Because I just want to, I owe it to myself to get healthy.
So is it a food restriction included or just strictly no fast food right now?
Food restrictions too. I think I'm gonna start.
Okay, what are we restricted?
No more sodas. I'm not doing sodas no more.
You can still eat fast food and not get sodas. So what? It's no food restriction. It's just no
sodas. No sugars. No real sugars. I had some ice cream today though. So
you did. I did see you ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Cold Stove.
Yeah, that shit was delicious though.
Cold Stove Creamery.
But you always allowed a cheat day, so, you know, Sunday.
Okay, here we go. Flip side, I have an addictive personality where I can't do cheat days. I'm all or nothing. Because if I have a little bit, I say, all right, let me get a little bit more.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fall all the way off. Like when we went on a cruise a few years back, when I said, all right, I'm just going to eat this on the cruise. That didn't stop.
what did you just say you wasn't gonna eat?
Because at first I watched With the Health whenever year that came out on Netflix, and I said, all right, I'm cutting out all this meats and stuff from my diet. I'm not gonna eat none of that. I felt good. Mm-hmm. Cruise come along. It's like, all right, you know what? I'm just gonna eat seafood or maybe fish on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time. It was decent fish. And every once in a while, I couldn't stop. So to this day, I still eat seafood. So I don't know how this partial thing works where you get yourself cheat days.
So,
does it work for other stuff that you say, you know what, I'm going to focus in on doing X, Y, Z. Do you give yourself days off?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Because you gotta allow yourself to recruit. It's like giving a mental health day. To help you keep going, like, all right, bet I did this. So
I'm addictive, so I can't do that. I can't say I'm going to do a little bit today, and I'm going to cut it out. No. It's whenever I feel motivated to cut something out, I got to ride that wave all the way.
Okay. So, you would say that you're more... no hose bar. You got it. Cold turkey.
Everything cold turkey.
That's understandable. That's just who you are, I guess. Sometimes I need myself breathing room, man. But like you said, maybe that's my problem, because I always fall back off. Cause then I get myself too many cheat days, and the next thing I fall in love. So
you gotta go cold turkey. Have you ever gone cold turkey with something?
Yeah, a couple things.
How long did that last?
Well,
is it? Do you last longer when it's cold turkey, or when you do give yourself cheat days?
I'm not sure about that, man. I gotta really think about it. I think cold turkey, when I get myself cheat days, I think I make it more, better, though.
Cheat days?
Yeah, because when I go cold turkey, it doesn't last as long. Like, because I'd be like, dang, I fuck up.
And self-control.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm very impulsive at times. Would you say that?
I don't know. I don't really have that problem. Like, I had to be all in.
In what manner, though? So you just got to say, forget it. Like, if I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. I can't do it a little bit. I'm cheating myself.
But you just did it, though. You say you've done it. Like,
when I went cold turkey, that lasted for like 3-4 years.
Okay. What was you doing? What went cold turkey?
No meat.
Oh, so like no meat in general? Like,
in general. I did the no meat in general after With the Health. And then I said, you know what? I'm just going to cheat for the cruise. And 7 days of eating just fish. I did limit myself to fish. I couldn't stop cheating.
So what you mean? So you still eat fish to this day?
To this day.
When last time you had some fish?
I had salmon from Rhodey. Last week. I can't stop. Most people don't agree with going cold turkey, and people be upset when I be suggesting, hey, you should just go cold turkey so it'll work this time. People can't do it.
Yeah, but you was on the cruise. Nobody said nothing to you on the cruise, though, about having not eat. Because we was asking you about that. I remember that. We was like, yo, I thought you don't eat meat. He was like, nah, who told you that?
Know I wasn't eating that stuff. I'm just saying, like, on the cruise.
No, we were trying to encourage you, so you broke that on your own.
Went into it saying, that's why I said it's mental. So when you tell yourself, I'm going to give myself cheat days, that you mentally already allowed yourself not to follow through.
Okay.
So I gave myself a cheat days for the cruise, and I haven't been able to recover since then. It's mental.
That's understandable. I get it. That teach his own, man.
But you feel excited. How you have a goal with this?
Yeah. I'm trying to lose 100 pounds.
100? What?
Yeah, I want to be like 150.
What? No, sir. I refuse to look at you at 150. I refuse. You will not. No, sir.
Like 150.
150 is sick. Why you want to be a lightweight?
Because I want to allow myself to
get that. Are you trying to box? What you trying to do?
No, I want to give myself the best body I can.
The best body? You think your best body is at 150 pounds?
Yeah. If my height?
So I'm you want to go back to middle feet. School?
That's it. 150 pounds, 6 feet.
6 feet, 150 pounds.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That's not sick.
That is sick.
No, now if you muscle.
It
will be muscle.
So you can be, no. Floyd Mayweather is 5'3", 150?
No, I don't know what he is.
No, you can't be 6 feet.
He was fighting at 147.
147. So
yeah, Earl Spence's he like 6 feet fighting at 147, yeah.
I gotta look this up, because I refuse to see you at 150. That don't even want to look good.
Why doesn't it look good, man?
Earl Spence.
I think Earl, look at this, Earl Spence.
Earl Spence is, I gotta put in Earl Spence Jr.,
he is
152 pounds.
Man.
But what's his height, though?
5'10". Man, almost 6 feet, 5'10".
Man, almost no 6 feet.
2 inches off, bro. That's what I'm saying, man.
Why you want to look like that?
What's wrong with getting your body to its peak performance?
Is that peak performance?
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, I used to hate being 6 foot 147. That's like high school 145. Sick. So you think walking around with Earl Spence frame is that's your ideal body?
Yeah. You gotta tell me like that. I think that's solid. You know, gives you good length and jab. with muscular tone. That was good, man.
I just can't do it. That's like high school weight, and I felt you gonna be a pushover. What if you can't handle your own in the streets, 100, unless you got Earl Spence training? How you gonna protect somebody, and how you gonna enforce?
I just do what I gotta do, man.
What you mean you gotta do what you gotta do? You like this light white street guy, man.
Listen, like I think you're overestimating the body and the strength of what you got into like how you fight, because I think now you just thinking too much into it.
Until you got people picking you up.
Come on.
Carrying you. Wherever they want to put you.
You think I'm allowed somebody to pick me up?
You ain't gonna have no choice at 152 pounds. Everybody's, man, I could bench 100. Look, I cannot work out for a year and bench 152 pounds. So I can pick you up like you my girl and carry you somewhere. That ain't, come on, man. What is that?
What is that? That's just me.
I don't think I want to see you back at that size, man.
I think I want to, man.
When the last time you seen yourself at 150?
When I was probably like 20 years old.
20?
Yeah. Not 20, like, yeah.
Is that when you came from 19? Back from college and we were like, what's going on? Is he up there doing drugs?
Yeah, he that was right. I was like 20, 21.
Straight oodles and noodles. It's his roommate bullying him out of his food. What's going on? He ain't at the cab. He can't sit at the cab. What's going on with him? Like, you was sick looking. You know? I don't want to see you back there, man.
What are you talking about? That?
What did the shortest think of you when you was 150 pounds?
I don't know, man. I think I think they like me that way, man.
I think they like me.
Because, you feel me? I got a lot of compliments back then.
Did you?
Yeah.
Or were they shocked?
No.
Was it like shock? I can't believe he's looking like this. Well, let me just tell him. I don't know if he's sick. I just got to
say. Because at that time I was away at Costco, they never seen me.
Above 150?
Yeah, so it was cool. And they thought I was kind of husky too at that time because I wore well and I wore like kind of baggy clothes.
152? You wore. Yeah. Nobody seen 152 and be like, that's a husky.
Oh, that's what they thought. They thought I was bigger than what I was.
Well, if you choose to do this, I don't suggest it.
Why not?
I didn't like the way you looked. I didn't like looking at you at 152.
I think you were just overestimating the situation. You like be dramatic and stuff.
Anyway, you reach a goal, don't like it, you can always put it back on. I guess it's always easy to put weight back on.
Well, I guess so.
But that's your goal, 150 pounds.
Yeah, I think we get there.
How long are you putting a date on? How long you want to reach this by?
By March.
By March. So what is that, 6 months? Is it 6 months?
It's
close to 6 months.
It's like, yeah, close to
6 months. So in 6 months, you want to make it to 150 pounds.
Yeah, in 6 months, 150 pounds.
Hey, well, we'll check in every once in a while, see how your progress is going.
I think that'll be good, man.
Are you going to be like just running?
I'm going to do a little bit of everything. I'm going to try to vlog and everything and get right. I'm going to try to show y'all my process to keep me accountable.
So what's your method? Is your method, I'm going to lose weight and then, like, build muscle, or are you going to do it all at the same time?
All at the same time. I think that's the best way you could do it. Ain't no other way that you can. Instead, you got to, like, show yourself and show progress in all facets.
So you're going to vlog yourself doing this?
Mm-hmm.
When are you starting?
This week. The vlogging part.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, what else you got going on?
Man, since last week, man, we were talking about a lot of depression stuff, man. I just want y'all to understand that I heard some very bad news, man.
What was the bad news?
The bad news was I don't make enough. That's what I heard, man. I heard that was troubling me. And, once again, man, I'm telling you, this job shit, that shit is...
Why are you worried about how much you make, man?
Cause man, I can't.
Who says you don't make enough? Like you're not able to.
I know I don't make.
Based on what though? Cause
based on the
what are you trying to do with more money?
I'm trying to. Now it's time to get the things that I want in life. I want a nice cars. I want a better home. I want all that stuff. Like, and I know that what I got now, that ain't it. That ain't it. So I can't do it, man.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm trying to build my credit up, get myself together. So,
what's going on
with that? How's that going? My credit? You know, you got a little mall, see what they talking about, you're it. So, I'm just going to try to get that together. Because I also would like to purchase a home, potentially, in the next year or so.
Understandable. I think so, too.
Well, what's on the docket today? What are we talking about?
Today, we're going to be talking about old-fashioned women.
Old-fashioned?
Yeah, old-fashioned women.
What you mean by old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned women, okay, right. Traditional is old-fashioned women is married by 21. 21, 22.
So this is your definition of a traditional woman? Where you getting this from?
I'm getting this out through the internet.
So this is Webster's definition of a traditional woman? What you saying?
This is all right. Let's get specific about this, man.
What brought this topic to, like, why are we talking about this?
I saw this on, what is it called? Kevin Samuels? I've seen this on Kevin Samuels' podcast, whatever.
Samuels, you know, a lot of people don't like this guy.
Why wouldn't they like him?
They don't like. A lot of people feel like he bashes women.
And wait, please elaborate. You can't just be throwing out broad statements.
No, all I have is broad statements. I'm just going to run down the list of what people feel like. They feel like people. He bashes women.
Okay, go
ahead. He's negative towards black women. They feel like he is an undercover brother because of his bashing. So there's a lot of negative things being said about him and his delivery. They feel like his approach is unnecessary.
Yeah. Do they feel attacked? That sounds like a lot of people who are attacked.
Attacked, offended. Some guys I spoke to feel like it's unnecessary for him to do what he's doing.
What do you mean? Like, what is he doing? Like, because I don't see what he's doing. He's just having conversations with women.
They feel like he constantly bashes women. And everything he brings up is negative.
Is it really negative? Or is it something he's just bringing up facts that happened or things that he's seen or related to?
Hey, I don't know. I'm just saying this is what I hear people say in regards to him that's negative. So everybody's not a fan of Kevin Samuels, but go ahead to your point. You was watching a video of his.
Yeah, I was watching a video of his. And this is what article, the Philly Tribune, they wrote this about what a traditional woman is. Traditional woman.
Hey, so before you get there, remember a quick sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
So you brought up Philly, the Philly Tribune. So mm-hmm. I was watching, scrolling through social media, and I saw something about the some guy in Philly on the train ended up raping a woman.
Oh, yeah. That's wild. Saying that, right?
So he raped a woman in Philly on the train, the public train, and people that was on the cart.
They filmed it.
They did what we've been talking about, minding their business. So I feel like we got to put
but they filmed it. No, because that's not minding your business. Minding your business is walking off and, like I'm saying, not helping. They actually watched it and filmed it. That's not, now you just looking crazy now. So what you just want to know?
Saying that, okay, I didn't read the whole thing. I was just like totally disgusted and turned off that we living in a society where we are ignoring the rules of protecting women and children.
But isn't that goes back to selfishness? That's why I told you the last episode I said kids.
And I don't know what's going on. Selfish. But that's the wildest thing. So they were saying that the people that were bystanders that saw the crime A lot of people are pushing for them to do jail time. Do you agree?
No.
So you don't think that no time?
Mark, now you're punishing people in a manner of, like you said, in the mind of your business, because in a realm where it's supposed to be like you said, it's not everybody feel comfortable. Everybody think that.
You have a moral obligation to society.
I agree with you.
No, I feel like you should be punished. I feel like there should be some type of consequence for you, unless he had the cart at gunpoint or he had violence directed towards the other people so they can't leave and they can't do nothing to help. Those people need to go to jail.
Nah, man, because you're telling everybody to be a hero.
Because
if a situation comes up with another, you're telling people to be heroes.
Did he have a gun in his hand, pointing at people?
I don't know. We don't know what he did. All I know is he did what he did, and that was wrong. I think, like you said, the people there that could stop it or made something to make a difference.
So they just went home.
I messed up. Yeah.
So they watched this young girl get raped, and they just went home.
Yeah, and I thought that was sick. It's really sick.
I mean, you don't think they should have to do time? Why not?
Because society teaches you to mind your business. So why would I be mad at it? That's what you taught. You always preach that. Oh, they was on. That's all they taught.
No, that's
why
I said we need to talk about this, because it's limits.
Limits to what?
To minding your business. Like, you should be.
All right. When people steal, people mind their business. When people doing something they know.
It depends. It depends on how you stealing.
Oh, man. Come on.
Are you stealing from an old person? Or a child.
Stealing is stealing. Stop.
No, it's situational.
Oh, man. So you one of them that's gray areas?
I didn't say it's gray area. I said situational.
So no, don't do that. That's not realistic. No. Stealing is stealing, right and wrong. So if you can accept this stealing, you got to accept that stealing. Don't do that.
No. Somebody stealing. Listen, it's different. Somebody stealing from a car that's empty is different from somebody stealing the car from you while you're in it.
So you just mad because he robbed you in your face and not behind your back?
I'm just pointing out that there's a difference.
That's the only difference.
No. One person that you could be at harm if somebody's in there. It's like, okay, I'm just stealing from you.
That's what I just said, because he did it in your face than behind your back. So you rather not know the person.
It's not about not knowing, though. It's not about the person not knowing that they're stealing from me. It's about you can harm this person now that they're present. Like, it's dangerous to be in present for a crime versus a crime happening to you. Like, the emotional distress that somebody, if you were in your house and somebody came to rob your house, you're inside. There's different emotions and mental components that come with that versus you coming home and finding that your house was broken into. It's different levels. I just think it's levels. And the level in which people should not be minding their business is a female being raped in public. Broad daylight. It ain't like it was all
the
leader.
I didn't say that, but I'm just saying though, you can't punish them.
They owe something.
What did they owe? Pay a fine? You gonna make them pay a fine?
Public embarrassment.
What are you going to do? What
put out the names of the individuals that watched this young lady get raped. I would put that in an article.
You would point out, so you would put them on trial. Basically, you're trialing them right now.
Yes.
You still should say that.
It should be public.
No, listen.
You watch someone.
No, man. So listen. So when people in the hood see people get shot and they don't say nothing, don't give me that.
Listen. That's also a different level.
No, stop.
People should speak up. People should speak up depending on the situation.
No, man.
If somebody, no. When it comes to that stuff, I'm not in the streets, nowhere close to it. But when it comes to that activity, non-participants should be spoken up for. So if you're a participant in the street, codes apply. Mind your business. He was involved. That's his life. He know what come with it. But a child, a female, or elderly person that's not involved in street violence, if they're so happen to be victims, somebody should speak up.
And understandable, right? But if somebody still kills somebody and you see it, you telling me
that? If it's a child or woman that's not involved or elderly person, you speak up.
Okay.
If it's somebody in that life, I mind my business.
No, you can't say that because you don't
I can, yes. No. That's the life that they chose. And that's what I'm saying. Is choice come with... There's no choice because in that young lady
woman,
being raped.
No, no. Listen, if the elderly woman sees that, all right, I seen that young man get killed, regardless if he know he's in the life. Why do I need to tell myself that I shouldn't tell because he was in the life?
No. That's what I'm saying. If he's like, in that life, then that's a part of it. For me, I'm minding my business. That's your lifestyle. You in that. That's part of the game. That's the way the game go. But for someone who's not in that, children, elderly, and women not participate in that life, yes, you're supposed to speak up.
Man, so...
So what? This is what I want for the... I want either jail time for these individuals. Mm-hmm. I want public shame for these individuals. One of the two. You gotta face that female and her family that you allowed to be raped. Because now, I want the public to know who you are. So, co-workers need to know how foul you are as an individual. Your children need to know how foul you are as an individual. Your wife and kids need to know how foul you are. Your mother need to know how foul you are. That and your father need to know that you ain't... You, especially for men, especially if it was men on that train, especially for that for females, you might be afraid, but I feel like you all should have ganged up and got them, but men, no, man, I can't allow that to slide. That's not respectable. I would never associate with myself. Like if any of my friends were on the train when this happened, I couldn't associate with y'all anymore if nobody did nothing. If y'all turned y'all head on something, I couldn't bang with y'all.
So you just totally diss on everybody that
was diss on. Because I associate people who solid. And if you let that go down, you not solid at all. As a male.
What was the ages and races of these people that was on this train? Like, you don't know.
I don't know. Public transportation, I'm pretty sure it was some black people on the train.
Not saying it's not black people on the train, but I think that. So, see? Man, that's just stereotypes.
But it shouldn't matter, though. It doesn't matter.
Does the man have a gun?
That's what I'm. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Did he have a weapon or something? What was he doing? Like, and how did everybody come on and see it? Like, did everybody just walk on and next thing you know, he was just raping that woman, they together or something? Like, was it misinterpreted? Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know the full situation. I didn't see it, so I can't say that. Yes, that's what it's being portrayed as. Yes, rape. Like, so if it was blatantly rape, if somebody was blatantly being raped out there, yes, I totally agree with you and say that those people should have stepped in and did
something. But I'm talking about they should be punished for not doing anything. But here we go. So we've been on public transportation. If a female's being raped on a public train, she's not gonna be quiet, so that means you're gonna have to do what? You're gonna have to cover her face. She's gonna kind of fight back as much as she can, so it's gonna look like distress over there. So that means I have to look away.
See, that's not true, because in some rape cases, some women, because they freeze and
here we go.
So and then you don't know what was that. I don't want to speak too much on it because I didn't see it. I just pray that you know that. For this young lady, because it was she went through a lot, but I also wanted to understand.
You ever seen somebody having sex on the train?
Stop. See, stop.
Consensual stop. Sex. Have you ever?
Yes,
seen?
Yes.
I've had sex on the train. Does it stand out?
Somewhat, yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
So I can't say people. Well, they didn't know what was going on over there. You know, it was something, and I'm pretty sure she was probably crying. I'm pretty sure it didn't look like consensual sex.
Yeah.
So everybody there should be accountable for the lack of action. And especially if you're a male. That was my point. And I know this is totally random, off conversation, but you brought up the Philly thing. And I saw that and I was heated.
That's understandable, but it's still relatable because it's still about women, and it's just still. We live in a dangerous times, man.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It's real dangerous and wicked, man. Real wicked. But basically,
back to your Kevin Samuels thing. Go ahead.
Back to my Kevin Samuels thing. Here we go. We're talking about traditional women. Traditional women who cooks, cleans, gets married by the age of 21, 22 after college. Or
21, 22
Yeah, get married early.
That's wild.
Yes, basically a domesticated woman who's at home.
Domesticated.
That's what this article says.
They talk about domestication, like with animals. You know, these cats and dogs are domesticated in the house.
Hey, this is what they talked about it in the article now. So, and basically, that's it, man. Women who are at home take care of their kids.
So, what was your question with this? So now we see what definition of traditional you're going by. What are you talking about? What's your statement?
Are there women out here doing these things nowadays? Like, far do you see? Do you have any stories or anything where you can see a woman is married by the man? Let's say I'm gonna give a push it back. It'd be a reasonable 24.
You think 24 is reasonable?
Yeah, I think 24 is reasonable.
So you would advocate for people being married by 24?
Yes.
No, sir. I don't advocate for people being married until after 25.
Why is that?
25, because I think we talked about this for a brief second on another episode, but 25, it gives individuals enough time outside of the college or whatever education they go through to meet people, to come across life. By 25, you experience life and you can kind of decide, is this the type of person I want to be with forever? Or is it somebody else? And sometimes you don't even know what you like yet by 25. So I don't advocate a sign off for no type of marriage before the age of 25. People change up their mind. People exposed to different things, new things by 25.
It's all the same. Okay. you just basically 24, 25, I think the same thing, man. I don't really think. Trying.
In the workforce, no. Education, graduating.
Either way, you're closer to 30.
Well, that's fine, but I'm saying 25. I'm not signing off on no marriages before 25.
I think so. I'm going with 23, 24. Like, because after college, yeah, you got to get your fun out of college. You should not be married by college or in college with a girlfriend. It should be right after college in that frame.
So right after college, you just want to get married.
I think you should get dating and find that loved one or somebody that you've been.
Okay, so how long you dating somebody? So you get out of college at what age? 20, 21?
You get going at 22.
So you get out at 22, and you think you're going to find your partner in 12 months? But you said about 23, 24.
About 2 years, I think you know you should, if you want to marry somebody.
So you're going to find somebody in 24 months. Mm-hmm. And then within those 24 months of finding that person, you're going to find them and then find out that they are the one in 24 months.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think that's ridiculous. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible, but it's not.
I don't think it's happening. It used to happen. I don't know about happening now. Like, do you find any women out here who's really doing with, like, go to school, get married, then get married, then start a family, and then...
I'm not really exposed to different cultures. So in the African American community, I am not seeing people marrying that young in our area. They might be doing it still in royal locations in the country or something, but in the major cities, I don't really see that happening. There's so many people.
I actually see people getting married young. Maybe because not in our culture, though.
Yes, I'm saying. I'm not exposed to other nationalities that often, so I don't know their business. But in the black community, I'm not seeing people get married at 22.
Yeah, but I think that's because these people are tradition. Like, it goes back to the tradition, man, because the cultures that I've seen, like, I've been working with recently as far as they've been, like, some Nepali people, Indonesian, Koreans.
Yo, when you said Pali, I thought you meant, like, polyamorous. Like, what you...
No, stop it. Here you can't say that. Like,
they not doing that.
Listen, no. What's the name? Nepali people. They're from Nepal.
From where?
Nepal. That's where Mount Everest is. Shout out. That was connection to your other story. They just, people actually been to Mount Everest. Crazy, right? I know people actually went there.
Okay, but, what about it, though?
All right, so yeah, these, they were talking about all the people that I was working with or talking to, right? They were like, they just got married, and all of them were 23, 24, 25.
Are they African-American?
I just told you what they were.
Pali?
They were Nepalis. They were Indians.
Come on, what is Nepali? Like, don't give me Nepali. I don't know what Nepali is. You talking about something that's by Mount Everest.
Yes, it's like India. So, mountain people? India. What are you saying? Like, India. Like, Indian. Like, they're close to India.
So, they're Indian?
No, they're not. They're Nepalis. That's what I just told you. Nepal is a country. So, they're called Nepalis. Like,
is this an American country?
No, I just told you. It's in South Asia. It's not South Asia. South Asia.
So, it's an Asian country?
Yes, yeah, Asian. Because okay, so it's Indian. People. But okay. They're not Asians. Asian. They're not Asians, though. You just gotta just.
They Asian.
Let's get past that because you're being real disrespectful.
I'm not disrespectful. You are, I have no idea.
Is it? You right, trying so to be all okay? What's but just accept. I'm gonna look it up and then just be like,
cool, right, cool, whatever.
But you're not. You trying to tell me that what they not, and that's not what they are, man. Stop.
Go ahead, man.
All right. So with that being said, man. Yeah, they were just saying that their kids or they got married early, and they've been working for like a while now, and then that's just what they do.
So you talking about countries who are not American, like non-Americans. Mm-hmm. So they not raised well for American tradition. So I don't know these people. So what you asking?
I'm asking that, is that the norm outside of America now?
I believe so. I believe that American, they have advanced rights. And
what is that? Yeah, can't say advanced rights.
I don't know about this non-Asian country that you speak stop. Of.
Yo, stop.
I don't know what rules and regulations they have for their women, but our women in the United States, they have different rights, and this is what they go by. And a lot of the times, for our community, the women are providers for their household, their children, whatever. They're the providers. So I'm not sure if it applies to other countries, because I think in other countries, the males are the main provider still. Mm-hmm. Not here.
That's not always true. There's some women providers over there in these other countries.
We're talking about majority, so you try to make...
Okay. Gotcha. But still, even though there's still a big male presence still in this...
Where? Big male, it's not a... Is there? Here we go. There aren't enough male presence in the African American community for women.
In what aspect? In all aspects or just in certain?
All aspects. Fathers, husbands.
So you're just saying it, and there's no fathers around?
It's not enough. It's not enough presence for you, like in other countries where the males are the sole providers. They provide for their families or their wives. Their daughters. Here, the women are the providers for all of that.
Okay.
So it's going to be hard to get tradition if the whole thing don't come.
But isn't that the way? Isn't that... Okay.
It's like we asking for half a tradition when the whole thing is required.
So basically, you just keep, because you only keep giving me the African American perspective.
That's all I know. I don't know these other folks. I don't know their business.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, because I like
about Nepal and other countries in Asia. So I don't know
about Caucasians, white people. Like, they have both of their parents. Like, I have a relative who has,
and I'm not sure, but they probably traditional. They probably more. They probably have more traditional. Values because they been in a traditional foundation more than our community.
But does it make them feel like they're more free and that's why they excel?
It is helpful that they have better structures where that structure has multiple options for opportunity. So yes.
So it gives them opportunity to grow.
Yeah. So they have... Most in these traditional two-parent households in these other community, other, what's the names? They have opportunity for freedom to grow and stuff like that versus having to be an adult early and having to go get it.
I mean, so it's balance. No, but is that because... yeah, because I guess you're trying to foundation. Say... foundation. Yeah. But not even a foundation, though. Let's talk about this part, man, because I don't think it's just about foundation because... Because I've seen a strong black woman set a foundation and have their children succeed.
As a single, a strong single black woman set a foundation?
Have it for their child and let their children succeed.
Children, daughters, sons? Yeah. And you think that's successful?
Not all the time, but it has.
Do you think it's enough? No. Do you think we can continue to go in our community where we have single parent foundations? And people become successful.
No.
Okay.
But I say that because we don't want to listen to each other.
And we don't have a foundation to listen. Yes, we do. No, we don't. We don't have a foundation to listen. It's kids out here that don't listen to adult figures because they're not taught.
No, that's not.
This is necessary and mandatory for you to respect your elders.
No, they're taught that because they feel like, oh, this person ain't giving you no money or putting nothing to help you to get you some money.
Who talk about money?
What you mean? The parents.
The parents talk about money?
Yeah, who else is talking about money to these kids? Because these kids ain't learning about money well. That's because, oh, we need some money in this house. So you see your parents struggle or something. Like, money is brought into the house by the parent. The child sees the parent struggle. Or the parent talks about money to where it's like an issue and you realize, like, dang.
Who do you hear talk about money as a parent?
All parents talk about money. Okay. Don't try to single out, yo, the mother just talks about money. No, I hear the fathers talk about money too. Man, I came from a two-parent household that went together, and both parents talked about money, man. Talking about, I ain't got this, or, man, if your mother wasn't doing this. Like, I heard both of this shit. Like, so what I'm saying, about?
I know. I'm getting lost in your question, your main question still.
Are you talking about traditional women? Yeah. Why are we
So what was the question for traditional women?
Are there any traditional women out here in the world still?
So don't go to Asia on me because you're going to lose.
Oh, man. See, stay focused here. No, you keep saying that far as African-American women.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where we at.
Okay.
So let's stay focused here. I don't want to get lost in the conversation. You bringing up all these Norwegians and all. They ain't got nothing to do with us, yeah? They set. They got order and they ain't dealing with the problems we dealing with. So let's stay here. Don't lose me. I'm saying I don't see enough traditional men or women.
Okay. Understandable, right?
Because I don't see a lot of men
holding the household down. A traditional man is a person who goes, provides for his family, comes home, stays faithful, do what's right, right? Spend time.
So she can be a traditional woman. Mm-hmm. You got to have a traditional man. She can't be a traditional woman if she taking care of you. As a man, she can't do that.
So that goes back to things about, like you said earlier about the video.
She can't be a traditional woman if she not shown what to do. Shown, told, and explained what to do.
What does she need? Okay, what does she need to be told what to do?
She need to be taught that this is how you take care of your home. This is what this feels like. These are the problems that come with this. This is how you handle the problems. Everything. We need to be taught everything by our peoples. If we're not being taught, then we're not going to fix this current problem.
But this goes back. This is an issue I have with that, right?
Because a lot of people say, a lot of people from our generation, our people showed us certain things, but people aren't explaining and talking. They were like, I had to figure it out, so you have to figure it out. So that's the method that our generation went through. And the generation before that was secretive. And everything was secret. Just what we do in this just family. We get beat on as women. You just keep it to yourself. It's a lot of things that's not right. Because people not talking.
So that goes back to, it's not even.
So it's hard to be. It's hard to have traditional women if people not doing what they supposed to do. People not talking.
Stop saying it. Because we got to make this clear. In the African-American household.
I don't know nothing else. If y'all know something else, y'all got to let us know. But I don't know. Do you have experience with other people?
Yeah, and even in the African-American households that I had both parents, man, that I know, I think that it's not even, like, they were still messed up, too. Like, things were messed up in all
Africa. Yeah, because the things for them were held secret until they were adults and they had to figure it out. And then stuff for us, we're having to figure out because we weren't taught. I wasn't taught. So each generation don't know no better because the generation before not teaching them. Our generation was taught, just go get your education, be successful. And they completely ignored the relationship part of the life. They're not teaching you, hey, you need to do this. Because this attracts this, and when you get older, you're going to want a relationship. When you get older, we're not being taught that. That's completely eliminated.
So they're not being taught how to take care of a house.
Correct. We're not even being taught how to take care of ourselves emotionally, mentally, physically. We're not being taught that. A lot of the stuff we're being taught is from adulthood.
What does that mean?
What you mean, what does that mean?
What is from adulthood? What are you being taught from adulthood?
You having to go get that information yourself. How do you have to figure out?
So you're saying
from adults. You have to figure out your childhood and those experiences that you had, didn't have as an adult and try to understand with your adult.
So basically you're just saying you're behind the.
We're all behind.
Okay. Because that's what I'm saying. You're not.
But we behind because people ain't doing their jobs.
Okay, say it like that, then say that, you're realizing too late. You're not until an adult to where you process certain things or well into
the black community is behind socially in values.
How socially? Because I feel like they thrive socially and just in values.
What you mean socially?
What are you talking about? Values? Black people dominate. Like, anything, that they set the trends. They set
We That's dominate social. With trends, not social. We don't social. How we interact with each other, we the worst. We look at each other, don't speak. No, it's not. When I go to work, when I see them other nationalities, they wave, smile, keep it moving.
False.
I go to work.
What nationalities are doing that?
White folks.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Not all. And that's what I'm saying. Hispanic Let's talk folks, about the world.
The Asian folks. The Asian folks at work don't really. But the Hispanic people at work, they do.
I was about to say, they talk to everybody. They be smiling.
The Hispanic folks?
Yeah, they be loving.
That's what I said. Hispanic folks, white folks, they speak.
Yeah, they speak, but some of them don't speak. And that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying it's more often that we see that black people aren't approachable. They're not speaking. We lack social skills, social empathy, and care for one another. That's where we're behind. On that trendy stuff and being followers, we lead in following.
Following what?
Trends.
Okay.
A trend can only be set if people are following that person. So you need followers to create trends.
What are you talking about?
So if you did something right now, mm-hmm. Black people create the trends for the world. A black person will have to follow you in what you just did in order to set the trend. So we have more followers than leaders.
I get what you...
Yes, sir. Now,
listen, if we setting the trends, how are we not the leaders?
Because we don't have values. So it all add up.
What?
We don't have a value system. We setting trends on clapping cheeks. We setting trends on... having multiple baby mothers, we setting trends on the wrong things. We setting trends on how many jewels we can have, how many expensive cars, how many women we smash, and how many men beat our cheeks up. Like, we got the wrong values. So we need to, we lead the culture in the least value things.
Listen, man.
How much you gonna blow a bag? I'm gonna blow 100,000. I'm gonna blow 1 million at the strip club. But I got one house. I ain't got no business. My kids ain't got what they need for their future. But I just blew this bag on these strippers for social media. So we lacking values. That's why they show us valueless things. And they give bread to people without value. So it's you false. Got your... No, it's not false.
Listen,
so,
I'm saying it's false because it's not just African-American.
Yes, it is. I'm going to show you
listen,
why.
Listen, the man... I just seen somebody say he's going to buy a $230,000 TV.
Who? What?
Man, a white man just said he's buying a $230,000 TV and he bought one. For what?
In Baltimore?
No, he bought a $232,000 TV.
What'd that TV do?
It's a 13-foot TV.
13-foot TV?
Yeah, he said he just wanted it because so he could watch sports.
Man, how much money he got, though?
He just won $1 million.
He just won $1 million? Yep. Where's he from?
He's from, I think, Indiana.
Indiana. Yeah. Is he from Bread or he not from Bread?
I think he owns a bar.
Also, he good. He need that. That's business.
But still.
But that's business. He probably going to put it.
No, he put it in his house.
He got a business. He got something that's going to bring in revenue. But still, we get a little rap contract. Blow bands.
Okay.
And record it. So our value system is low.
What are you talking about? Record? They did that. What is that? Listen, what does that mean here?
Putting it on the ground.
All right, putting it on the ground.
Hold on. We got people in our community that aspire to be housewives of. All these women are ex-wives, ex-girlfriends. We aspire to be fake. We aspire to
listen,
be fake.
All that stuff is entertaining.
We aspire to
anybody
be fake women.
To be
we aspire
Hollywood.
To be fake gangsters. We
stop. But I don't see the people who I see buying them tickets and going to those places are wearing are basically white. So are Caucasians or what are you talking about? To music festivals
I
and
say
music
festivals
in the concerts
I said
and listening to
housewives.
Music.
Housewives. Them TV shows that y'all be watching on reels.
True. I don't think that. A lot of black kids I know out there.
You don't think that? Listen, you don't think that the young women in our community consume these housewives?
I'm not saying they don't. I'm not saying that there's not some girls, some little.
And you don't think that when they watch these housewives, they say, you know what? I don't have this. I don't have that. Or in order,
you
all of these
watch housewives and see that.
What I'm saying is, in your face, you can't not. See this.
So that's just somebody the TV.
So if you had okay, so look,
it goes back to when they used to say the TV babysitting your child, you're not babysitting.
Yes.
Nah. Not all it's black kids are like that, because I know some kids ain't got no cable.
Okay. But they got social media, they got school.
But social media cable, talks about that's them doing TikTok dances and stuff like that, doing like stuff that's like funny
but
and
you still
energetic.
You still see things that you desire. On these platforms, you don't really need the television.
Yeah,
see
but they
ignorance.
Don't understand the worth of it. They just be like, ignorance. Did you see this or that? Because I know right now, two little kids, my little cousin, right? Mm-hmm. When I went to, I took him to see WWE here in DC, or whatever. And he was singing NBA YoungBoy. He was like, "Yo, that's my favorite art," and that's a proven fact. He's the number one leading artist on YouTube, and that's what kids watch.
And what is he? And does he not put ignorance into? Society,
yeah,
okay, so that's what I'm saying. Ignorance is put forth in front of us.
But I'm just saying, I'm not saying that it's not, right? But I'm telling you that it's not just about that type of ignorance.
So who's teaching those kids that you speak of that, hey, this is solely entertainment. This artist does not do everything he says. Who's teaching them that?
They know it's not real.
They don't?
Yes, they do. Okay. They do so. They know what's not real. What's
if they
real.
Knew it's not real, then half these women wouldn't be getting these surgeries to look like these housewives on television.
No, they're doing the surgery because they think it's acceptable
because
the housewives are
is,
doing it.
This is they think it's real.
Why is it not real? That you can literally go get your body done if you wanted to.
It's so frustrating to have this conversation with you right now.
What are you talking
so
about? You're not giving me no proof of why they should. If that's what they want to do. Why can't they do it?
Okay, because, look, they think that this is the standard and this is what all men want. So when you look at them housewives with them plastic bodies, is that what you desire to have?
No, but there's a man out there that does.
But do you think majority men like that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You're not sure. Now you're playing games.
I'm not so saying it. Listen, games.
So majority of the men that you speak to, I've spoken to, said they prefer plastic bodies.
No.
Okay, so that means that you do know that most men don't want plastic bodies.
The most men that I have spoken to, though.
So,
but I only spoken to a small circle, so I can't tell you about everybody.
Surveys, some men that, surveys are taken with a small portion of people. So, yes, and they put across the masses. So, I'm going to take this small portion that you have and put across the masses.
Okay.
They don't want plastic.
No, they don't want
plastic. Plastic is not a preference. But when these girls see it, they are not aware. They are confused. They see that these men are with plastic. So plastic is must be what these guys like.
Okay, but that's somebody, all right, now with somebody with money now, they see it all the time and be like that, and this is all it is. All right, they get used to it. What are you talking about? Cause
the plastic?
Because all the women are the same. They all they mess up the same.
But women don't see that. Women see that this is what men like.
No, the men that with money like that, because
they want the men with money. They're not saying, they're not going to the homeless, man.
So there you go. So that's where we're disconnected.
No, we're not disconnected.
No, see.
We just ain't get that far. We're not disconnected. We just ain't get that far. I want you to clarify this part first. We're not disconnected. We ain't get that far.
Okay, let's clarify. Let's go ahead.
I'm just saying that it creates confusion because people do follow what they see.
Okay, there we go.
That's, and if nobody explains to young girls that this is not what's required to attract a man, they might think that plastic looking like this is what they need.
I'm glad this has came up like this. Okay, so now the issue and the disconnect is, now that I'm thinking that you're saying that, all right, when women don't want, and they're not seeing, it's not acceptable. Yes, it's not acceptable to the average men that they will probably see in their life, because most average men don't want plastic because that's not cool to them. But men with money don't—they don't have a preference. It's just like, okay, it's cool, it's not a problem, because most of the time they'll pay for it. So if I don't like it, I wouldn't pay for it. So if they pay for it and they do this and this is what they're accustomed to, so that's okay. So these men with money now, they think it's cool, and these women want the men with money. So this is what they think: all right, the men with money like this, so I need to do this to get a man with money. So now he's spending all this money on me because he, like, and they think that's acceptable. Where it's like, all right, now your values are messed up because you're only doing it because of a financial situation.
So what are you saying?
See, what you were saying, all right, so that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you're saying this, that women don't, they shouldn't do it because men don't like it. I'm saying that's not true. I'm saying that the men that they want to attract actually do like it, because these are men with so-called, have a lot, their financial freedom level is higher. They're able to spend money freely on and to get what they want, and they allow women to get their breasts done, legs, but all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because they feel like, all right, do what you want to do. I want you to look young. If I want to mess with you, I don't want no, you know, old tag and something. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to the old women out there, because I like them fine wine.
See, so, don't sweeten up the truth. Like, don't sweeten up the truth. We want fresh off the line women. That's in general. All men want the young woman.
Yes, they do. But there's some men that, and there's a lot of men who,
that's not always true. We keep and appreciate the women of value that's older. But we all want the fresh off the line young woman.
Yes.
Okay. So continue. Don't do that fine wine, all that bull jive, because it ain't no fine wine. You're not getting better over time. I'm appreciating you more over time. You're not getting better. Once you hit that peak, you're done. So just, you better be a nice individual, man, because you're not getting better.
All right, man. Dude.
Stop lying. Yeah, that's what needs to happen. Guys got to stop lying to these women, really? So they can do better.
Listen, so that will produce more traditional women if men stop lying.
Yeah, okay. And stop giving men excuses and stop letting men off the hook for lying.
Lying in what capacity? What are they lying about?
Lying. You don't even need to lie.
But I'm asking you, what are they lying about?
They lying about these women
to feel like, or make them go down the wrong path. What are they doing?
All lies. The main lie is, I want more from you than what I actually do. That's the main lie. Right, that's what's got people out here messed up.
All right, what do men want from women more than?
What you mean?
So it's just about sex then?
Majority, yes.
It's a high percent. A lot of men want companionship. Just want companionship.
I'm saying they do. All men want that. But not from every woman that they lie to.
So what you're saying, people lie to everybody.
But I'm saying don't lie. You don't have to lie to everybody. Some women are accepting of whatever. But I'm saying you don't have to lie to get that. Or don't lie to her just so you can get what you want. Now she's confused and messed up.
So when should you lie then? Tell me that.
You shouldn't lie.
That's what I'm saying. You're not. You need you. Can you no.
I'm saying you no. don't need to lie.
Okay. Okay, cool. You don't need to lie. You don't lie or whatever, right? No problem with that. I totally agree. But now let's get to this point here, man. Now, if you don't lie, you don't need to lie about certain things. Then if people hear the truth, then they wouldn't accept a lot of things you're talking about.
No.
Okay.
They would. So they would accept it if people didn't lie. Come on. So people lie and confuse women on their level.
So for you trying to say, all right, you want people to say, oh, you ugly.
I don't want you to say, I don't want you to say you ugly. I don't want you to say that, right?
What you want to say then? Say it. Come on, now.
Tell them what you want. You don't have to.
No, because what if that comes up?
I want to have sex.
Okay. All right, you want to have sex. So
I like these titties.
So that's all you like about me?
Tell the truth. Hey, don't ask me no questions. I like this. Don't ask me that.
See, there you go. So that's what I'm saying. You're forcing people.
If a female asks you if she's beautiful, if you like this, or is that all, you don't have to answer the way she's asking you. You can just say what you like about her.
But
I like that you're easy.
Okay, listen.
I like your sexual abilities.
No, but they always be like, you think I'm pretty, baby? You think I look good?
Here we go. You look good for you. A person can look good for them and you not lying. You don't lie. Okay. Yes. You look good.
So there you go. So now that they look good, but you try to say no.
But when you lie and tell them.
What they lied about? Because if you say they look good and they go around feeling like they look good.
If that person really believed that.
Okay.
A lot of times guys don't believe when they say this.
Stop, yo. This is
so now you're telling me that you don't know guys who say these things to these women and they do not believe it.
Okay. Listen, I'm not saying that's not true. But listen, I've seen guys who be like, yo,
so look, this is
gorgeous and we look like
gorgeous to him, right? Because this is the first time. No, we're going to skip that. So listen, this is the thing. What's happening is women are passing up on people that they like. For lies. Women are passing up with people who really like them for the people that's lying to them. Mm-hmm. And they're confused on their level. You confused on your level because this guy over here told you X, Y, and Z to beat them cheeks. And now the person who really like you, you don't feel like good enough. So it's a confusion because of lies. So people are messing up their life because of lies. And they're messing up other people's lives because of lies. And you don't need to lie. Yeah. If she gonna let you hit, she wanna get beat.
Listen, bro, that's not true.
That's not true.
Listen, no, because I had a situation, right?
Had to lie to a female.
No, I didn't have to lie.
Man.
Listen, I'm about to tell you. No. I'm about to tell you. Listen, I had this female, right? She told me she liked to be lied to. She said, all right, she was like, tell me I look good or tell me, you know, you want to rub my belly.
She
wanted all this, like, so, tell me how.
So now, now you saying something incomplete.
No, I'm telling you.
So you mean to tell me that this female that you're speaking of say, hey, I don't look good, but I want you to lie to me and tell me I look good.
Yeah.
Those words.
She was like, yo, I know I don't got the best, but she said, I know what's the name, but spice me up, make me feel good.
No, say exactly what
she said. I know I'm bullshitting on my looks or my parents.
How she bullshitting on
because she was overweight, right? She was overweight a little bit. And so she was like, for my weight gain, even though my belly's big and stuff like that, and I don't want to. This is exact words. Shit. My best be able to compliment me or tell me how I'm pretty and how my belly looks nice.
Okay, so listen. Were those things lies, though?
Yes, nigga, because she's big as hell. Not all the time. She got big as hell.
Listen, not all the time. So she grew since you met her.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying just because she had the belly doesn't mean that it's not beautiful to people. So
I'm not saying, okay, but she to herself, that don't mean that's a lie. No, but she to herself, she knew it wasn't beautiful because she always talked about her size. She wanted to be a certain size.
She didn't like the way she looked. I get this all the time when I did my joints because I like fupas. I like fupas. And I always
shout
like,
out
to
the Fupa Clan. You
good. You good the way you are. And then I had to learn from years of telling them, no, you good the way you are. You good the way you are. But it's not about what I think. It's about how they feel about themselves. Mm-hmm. So if she did look good or the Fupa was good to you, but she wants you to say, hey, lie to me. That's how she see herself. So it don't even have to be lies. You don't even have to lie. That's how she see herself.
Okay. So I still sound like that's lies, though.
People still... lies. I like the fupas. Okay. They don't like it. She don't like it. So she might tell me I'm lying because I say I like it, but I like it.
Okay, but no. But
so
okay.
You saying whatever, whoever this was, you didn't like it.
No, they didn't
like it. No, did you like it?
No. I didn't care. That shit
no,
was
did
like...
you like it?
But I don't know. I don't know.
Yes or no? You know what? You grown. You know whether you like something or not.
I didn't care. It didn't bother me.
See, you playing with words.
No, I promise you. Listen, like my, no, listen. This is what I'm saying. Because I think that's what I be thinking about. My disconnect far as like hitting something is totally different from what I think is attractive. As long as it meets a certain criteria far as like, yo, I can see myself just getting off. I don't have a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't really be tripping on that. You feel me? I think it's all more so about, dang, is it hittable? What's up? If it's hittable, okay. I don't really care about nothing.
I guess. Let's focus. We getting totally off topic right now. Totally off topic. So go back to these traditional women. So you think that there's no more traditional women?
No.
Do you think it's a problem? Do you think women can evolve and still be successful? Yeah. Within relationships.
Yeah.
So why do you need traditional women?
You need traditional women because you need to start with the foundation.
But you just said women can evolve into
traditional women again.
Oh, so you want them to do a 360, come on back.
Yeah, come back. It's not 360, 180.
180, you want them to come back.
Yeah.
No, it's a 360.
They started.
They
here. Yeah, if they started, if you talk about started,
I'm talking
about
come women,
back.
You talking about women as... societal women, not a specific woman. So you
I'm talking about
society,
traditional women. I want traditional
you want the
women
society
to
of women to go back to being traditional from what we are now. Yeah. It's 360.
Because you come back 360. If you talking about if they started at being
no women in general.
All right, we get what you're saying. Okay, no, come on.
Yeah, don't confuse me. You gotta stay focused. I gotta understand all when right, I talk. Cool. So you want women to go back to that? You don't think that modern women can still be successful in foundation, like having a foundation, a household that's successful.
No, they cannot. It's a non-traditional household.
What about men? Do you think men?
Some men can, but not. Yeah, but
so
no.
You think we can have these
African? If we stand in your group, African American men cannot be successful without a two-parent household anymore. That's not possible.
Okay, so going forward, it's never gonna happen again.
I didn't say it's never going to happen again. I say that it's never going to happen in my lifetime, I think.
So, for the people listening, it's not going to happen for them. They need... Men can't go back to being the providers, sole providers for households.
They're not going back to the sole providers anytime soon. No. I'm not saying they're not going to, but not no time soon.
So, we need to start telling these women that 50-50 is mandatory. If you want to deal with a black man, you got to have to go 50-50.
What? What? What is that?
A sole provider is, you said they can't go back to being sole providers. So that means that I need help paying these bills. So women, you're going to have to go 50-50 or 75-25. You're going to have to kick out something.
Yeah. You probably, but not 50-50 though. They're going to have to kick out something though. That's why more women are working.
So can they do that and be traditional? Is that a traditional woman? Is a traditional woman someone who is paying anything?
No.
So how
that's
you
what
want
I said.
Women
in
to
my
go back
lifetime,
being,
no.
But I'm saying, how do you want women to go back to being traditional if the men can't be traditional?
I just told you they can, but not in my lifetime. It's just going to take a process.
We ain't talking about the futures. We talking
listen.
About right
it
now.
Starts now, though. We have to start taking accountability and working on slowly but surely, but making it happen.
So first, we need to start with the men. Is what you saying?
We need to start with both.
No, you because right. If you turn, you just saying that if we teach these women right now to be traditional women,
we teach
that,
kids. Not
if
just,
we teach these
just
young girls right now to be born to be traditional women.
Okay. Yes.
Right. That means it has to be traditional men. Otherwise,
no, that means that they'll turn men into traditional men because they'll.
So all of a sudden, men going to start saying, you know what? They're going to have the opportunity to take care of the whole household?
Yes. Because listen, all right, that's how it goes. Explain this, right? I'm about to tell you how it's going. Men follow what women want, right? So if women wants all this money, that's why you got all these gangsters, these so-called gangsters, because they think women want gangster men and these tough guys and all these people to do this. Or they want somebody with all this money or a nice car. So they go out there and try to get these things. But if a woman starts being traditional, say, I just want a man who provides for his family, who takes care and does this and who won't leave and do this, then that's what the men would strive to be. They would try to be what the women want.
How many women will have, with this theory, how many of these young girls going to have to be single until these men make it and understand I gotta go get this to get women?
Listen, all these women are single now, so what the hell is the difference? What are you talking about? Like, this, like, what are you saying? Like,
hey,
what?
I'm just saying it'd be easier to fix the men. You keep teach the men the values. Well, I guess.
No, that's not gonna be, because
I guess it gotta be at the same time. Otherwise, we're gonna have more men. These successful men that do get it are not gonna be with these black women.
So it has that's going to keep growing. Thank you, man. You trying to fight me same this time, whole time man. For
same time.
All this time for this to come back and be like, yeah, nah, that's not going to work. Like,
hey, you said it won't work for men, but you said for women, so I was trying to figure out how it's going to work.
I said it's not going to work for neither one of them in my lifetime. I just said that. I said, but we right now have
so
to start working on
that.
So
what hope do we have? What hope does our generation have for families? Or are we just all just doomed to be singles, single parents?
You're doomed to be single parents or baby mothers.
So how you going to change it now if we going to be single, continue the process?
Because you change it by you teaching the kids. You got how to start with kids. And
but
type
you
got to
show and tell. All
right, you going to show and tell by showing people together. You start bringing them together, man.
Bringing like, who together? In order for you to show and tell, that means that you have to have a traditional household.
Which
that show and tell.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying more people are not going to have kids, and they're just going to be single.
So who are they showing?
They're going to show no, the hell. Kids that are there, the kids, what I'm saying is the kids
I'm
who
saying
are
if
born.
It starts now. Say it starts in our generation.
Okay. So now in our generation, whoever
provide
has
me
a
with
child,
the household. What does that household look like that's successful in teaching that kid? Like, what does that relationship look like?
That relationship looks like.
Are they on child support?
No.
Okay. Is it a single family home?
No.
Does this person have multiple baby mothers, baby fathers?
No.
Are they married?
Yes.
So what you're saying is you got to get people to be married and stay with their partner.
Yes.
But then with this, now they got to teach them the right things.
That's what I'm saying. Now you show togetherness, you already doomed yourself by division when there's two different people apart, like, because now you have to listen to one rules is another rules, and these rules ain't the same, so you gotta learn how to act in this setting and that setting. So
you don't think that's conducive to fix our problem?
No.
Okay,
so
what about this new wave of co-parenting, when if you got a spouse or you got a baby mother, you and your baby mother go on family trips together, so you can show the kid love every once in a while that you all do like each other.
So you give the kid false hope. That's Disney World, like you
always
tell me.
Do you think it's false hope? They still see it.
Because now the child wants their parents to be together, and that's not meant to. That's not happening.
We together on vacation.
No,
on vacation, your birthday.
No, now the kid be like, you know who we y'all together. You know when y'all gonna get married and this and that. Do this
you think kids ask about marriage?
Yes, yes, they do. They be like, yo,
I don't know.
Yes, yes, they be like,
I think everybody so used to it. I think it's so common. Like,
no,
I think it'd be rare to find out your people's married.
No,
your people's. I'm talking about like your biologicals are married. I think that's gonna be so rare.
I think they're married now. The kids are sitting there.
Are you seeing? That means that you physically right now have to know a lot of married couples.
Yes, I do.
With no outside kids.
No outside kids.
And you know a bunch of them.
I only know one. See, that's the problem right there.
I only know one.
I know a couple.
One.
No. I'm talking about. Oh, you just know, in, two. No. I'm talking about just in this area.
What you mean just in this? I'm talking about that you know.
I know. I'm talking about because I know people from.
It don't matter what area.
Personally, I could call these people, and that's what I'm saying.
Said that you know, not locally.
I really know these people, and I'm thinking about
how many do you know?
And I'm counting. That's what I'm saying. Give me time to count.
Talking about something I can call.
Yeah, like seven people. Like seven families.
Seven?
Yes, at least seven.
And they don't got side kids. More,
no side kids.
They married.
Married.
Married before having kids.
Yeah.
Seven. Is that a good ratio?
I don't know a lot of people.
I know seven. Oh, you know seven. I know one.
Not for you, that ain't a good ratio. But me, I know.
Let me not say that. I know two. I know two.
And so they both got, and all the kids are by this person too.
Like I know up. Two. Now outside of that two, I know about 50 other ones. So 50 other situations. So the ratio is not good.
So that's what I'm saying for you. The ratio is not good.
It's for you. So you know more people that's married in that situation than not.
I know people who are not even.
Do you know more people that's married than not?
Is it people with kids?
People with kids. Do you know more people with kids that's married than not?
That are not married but they got kids?
Yes.
Oh, no, I know more people.
Okay, there we go. So your ratio is trash.
Yeah.
I know two. Everybody owes them shots.
I'm just saying,
that don't matter. I'm just saying the ratio and the odds for what you're talking about.
That's a cut, man.
It's low, and I think it's low because we have so much access to technology and access to new people. Social media give us access. I don't got to deal with this. Like, and this person over here already in my DMs saying they like me. I'm gonna go check this out. The temptation is so much. Access to temptation now through social media that it's going to be hard for you to find situations that you speak of.
I'm not saying
so how you going to correct it if we all got access to temptation?
You just got to figure a way, man.
Figure out a way. Or you do some magic, David Blaine, and get this going. Because I don't see where with social media and the access that we have and the lack of financial stability for males, I don't see.
There you go. That's what goes back to that's why not traditional women, because men are not being traditional and providing. It's the women have to provide on their own.
Hey, I don't see. And you say you don't see that changing. So what I'm saying.
I said in my lifetime because we're not so showing togetherness. There's not people are not together. That's it.
And they're not and together, because they don't have a household,
which is in foundation. That's where it starts in your household. Your household is not together.
Guess who's so also in my household?
Why would you be together as your community is?
Guess who's also in my household?
Who?
Through my phone, I got butt nigga hoes in me.
Oh my God. What do butt nigga hoes got to do with this fucking household?
I got temptation. I got people trying to end my. I'm saying it's difficult for people to resist daily temptation through social media. You got access to so many people. We'll be being faithful for. How difficult is that? And especially you ain't bringing out no money. How that's going to work, man? So I don't see how you fix this problem. Because it's less and less people staying together, less and less marriages. So that means that it's less and less people getting taught what they need, taught and shown the things that they need to be thriving, healthy, mentally healthy individuals.
I totally. I think that not in African American household.
Okay, well.
That's what I'm saying. But African Americans can watch other people and think they just don't think it's real. That's really they always they just not happy. They always put some negative spin on it when people can actually be working. It doesn't matter. They're working to make their children better lives or give their children better lives.
And what bothers me that I'm coming across more people more people that are verbally saying that they're done with black women.
Okay, well.
Listen, I'm seeing more people say they're verbally done with black women and more black women unaccepting of the reasons why people are saying they're done.
What are the reasons why they say they're done?
The treatment.
Is it treatment? What is the treatment? Or is it treatment or the self-respect and values they have for themselves? That's what I'm saying. That's like, you're treatment. That's not treatment. That's
how you treat yourself.
All right, so you trying to say because they don't treat themselves with enough respect and accountability.
They don't have to keep, if they don't treat themselves with respect, they're not treating you with respect.
Okay. That's not true.
What you mean? Well, you tell me.
Because you be hearing women say, oh, I respect the man who's
a man. I hear a lot of things, but... That's what I'm saying.
I feel like if the person, if the person puts you in a space to be respect, like that's what I'm saying, man. I don't know, man. Everybody, I'm not saying you're not wrong about women or not. They rather be treated a certain way or they're not.
And I'm saying we have to teach men to be men, teach women to be women. It's a lot of confusion and it's a lot of negativity when it comes to what it is to be. Either one. What it is to be a man is negative, and what it is to be a woman is looked at as negative when it shouldn't be because we work together. So nobody's role is bigger or larger than the other. It's just when you say them, people take personal offense to them.
But you say that men should are not on the same level as women, so what, how can you say that?
What you mean? I'm saying that each role is equally important. Into society functioning.
Okay, but if...
But the roles that people have, people don't like them. They deny them. They feel like it. You telling me that this is my role, this is less than. And it's not less. It's yours is important for you. Mine is important for me. For us to be equally together.
I totally agree with you on that.
That's how society is going to work. When we accept that we are not against each other. We don't have to be equal. But we can be equally important.
Sounds like a winner right there, man. But I don't think that's happening no time soon because people don't want to believe in each other. Because everybody thinks that they're going to do them dirty or they're getting cheated.
Hey, that's reality. Reality is that we don't care about each other.
Oh, man. And that goes back to...
Reality is that we're selfish. We want what we want, when we want it, how we want it, you know, regardless.
So, at this point, that's like I said, it starts with us. We got to...
There's no hope, man. We don't ask for nothing. It's our priorities and values as a community. It's low.
All right, man. Well...
That's the episode, man.
Yeah, that's the episode, man. We got to figure it out in some way. But
figure it out some way.
That ain't today.
We holler at y'all on the next episode.
All right, dude.